انت متخلف يا ابني يا زربة حبيبي.
Peace and blessings, y'all. Welcome to Keeping It Real, and stay tuned because we are saying hello 2023 and good riddance 2022. We've got a lot of fans out there. MashaAllah. Yeah. Yeah. You good job, fans. We love you too. So what's happening, my brothers and sisters all across the GLOB? It's so nice to have you guys on the program. And of course, as you guys are all well aware, we are coming up on a new year. And so we are saying hello 2023 and good riddance 2022. Now, of course, I think there's some pleasantries that are in order because all of you must be thinking, what? Keeping it real, man? There can only be one New Year's, of course. Come on, people, this is Keeping It Real, man. So January 1st is the day after December 31st.
No way! I can't believe this!
Is commonly known as New Year's Day in some parts of the world, but it really only dates back to the Gregorian calendar. And this day, January.1, also happens to be the New Year's Day from the long time ago, way back before you and me, Julian calendar and Roman calendar. You tricky Romans. So it's time to do a lunge. Not lunch, lunge. It's a fencing term. We're gonna do a lot of fencing terms on the program today. So it's time to do a lunge. So apparently there's like a whole bunch of calendars out there. For example, we have the Nana Shahi calendar. That's wrong, sorry. So first and foremost, we have the Nanak Shahi calendar, the Julian calendar, the Gregorian calendar, the Roman calendar, the French Revolutionary calendar, the Hebrew calendar, a whole bunch of Hindu calendars, the ancient Egyptian calendar, the Alexandrian calendar, the Orthodox Eastern Liturgical calendar, which is the church calendar, the Sumerian calendar, the Ottoman calendar, the Babylonian calendar, the Sumerian calendar, the Zoroastrian calendar, the Korean calendar, the Thai calendar, the Iranian / Persian calendar, a couple of Germanic calendars, the Icelandic calendar, the Slavic calendar, the Thai calendar, the South Arabian calendar, the Mayan calendar, the Aztec calendar, the Sotho calendar, the Incan calendar, the Taichu calendar, the Rumi calendar, the Javanese calendar. Oh, and the most accurate and our favorite, the Islamic calendar. And of course, in addition to that, we have the solar calendar, the lunar calendar, the solar loony calendar. Yeah, solar loony. I think we're going loony with all this calendar stuff. Me and you, me and the brothers are going loony in the solar loony calendar. Calendar is starting to sound a lot like calendar. It's like, you know, the Persian calendar. The solar Hijri calendar, add that in between. Well, if you thought that this calendar stuff, aka calendar stuff, is all over the place and in and out, and there's just all these different kind of calendars everywhere, I mean, it's like everybody came and just made their own calendar. If you thought this was bad enough, there's actually a whole bunch of New Year's all across the board. So we have the Chinese New Year's Day, the Vietnamese New Year's Day, the Tibetan New Year's Day, the Korean New Year's Day, the Tamil New Year's Day, the African New Year's Day, the Zulu People's New Year's Day, the Bengal New Year's Day, the Sinhalese New Year's Day, the Nepalese New Year's Day, the Water Festival New Year's Day, the Coptic New Year's Day, the Ethiopian New Year's Day, the Hebrew New Year's Day, the Gujarati New Year's Day, the Telugu New Year's Day, the Korean New Year's Day, the Cambodian New Year's Day, the Vietnamese New Year's Day, the Berber New Year's Day, the Burmese New Year's Day, the Aztec New Year's Day, the Mongolian New Year's Day, the Assyrian New Year's Day, the Japanese New Year's Day. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I'm telling you, the scripter and the researcher really do their due diligence. The Iranian / Persian New Year's Day. And of course, everybody's favorite, the Islamic New Year's Day. Mind you that most, if not all of these New Year's Day occur on different days depending upon their different epochs, and you know, epochs is like a something, and of course limited to their geographic area. So if you had noticed, a lot of these New Year's days are happening in different parts of the world, in different eras, you know, because you don't use the ancient Egypt, you know, calendar New Year's anymore. Anyways, and so now, you know, really deep breath, because we have a whole bunch of calendars / kalandars with a whole bunch of different New Year's Day all across the board, and it's just kind of, it's all really too confusing, I don't know. And to boot, these various different New Year's Day that are occurring in their various own epochs and are limited in geographic area to their different geographic areas also occur in various different months. So these various different New Year's occur in the months of January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, and December. For some reason, nobody likes October and November. Oh, and then you have those extra special calendars where the New Year's Day moves back 11 days every single year. Sneaky little New Year's. And what kind of calendar is that? That is actually the Islamic calendar. So in the Islamic calendar, New Year's Day moves approximately 11 days prior to the current year. So does that mean that time is moving backwards? And okay, dear friends, those were some serious pleasantries that are now over, but we are a little bit tired, and this is just the starting of the program. Okay, so now it's time to recover. That's another fencing term. Brothers and sisters on the GLOB should go out there and check out these fencing terms. It's quite cool. So what we really wanted to talk about before this whole kalandar stuff confused, you know, the everything out of us to the point where we don't even know what the philosophical and pragmatical, you know, deal with keeping track of time is, because you got a whole bunch of different calendars, you got a whole bunch of different New Year's Day. I mean, you know, what we were really going to talk about was a recap / update on the year 2022. As we say, good riddance 2022, get out of here, and hello 2023. Okay, all right. Okay, so one thing, dear friends, that we need to keep track of is when we talk about 2022 and we talk about 2023, we are talking about the Gregorian calendar, not the, you know, I don't know, tens of other calendars that we brought up. We're talking about the Gregorian calendar. So, mashallah, mashallah, the first episode of Keeping It Real was released in the Gregorian calendar 2022. Mashallah, hazar mashallah. May the nazar of all those guys just go. We don't want your nazar. The Almighty Allah has blessed us, you, me, the guys, the camera guy who doesn't come anymore. No, seriously, Allah, the Almighty, has blessed us. May He continue to bless us with these Keeping It Real episodes. I mean, we get a lot of good feedback and a few dislikes for some reason, because people, they don't want to laugh and they don't want to joke, you know. It's like, what's wrong with you guys, man? You know, we're doing some serious psychological warfare. You know, you want to talk about Jihad al-Tabin and soft war, it's Keeping It Real, man. You just, you know, you need to put on the Basita glasses for a second. Okay, so we digress. I'm sorry. So back to 2022, 2022. So 2022 was the year of the tiger in the Chinese lunar calendar, right? And the year 2023 is the year of the rabbit. And 2024 is the year of the dragon. Now you must be thinking, man, this is cool, right? I wish I was Chinese and, you know, we had a Chinese lunar calendar and, you know, and I was the year of the tiger and the year of the rabbit and the year of the dragon. Well, 2019 was the year of the pig and 2020 was the year of the rat. So, recap of 2022, update to the brothers and sisters out there. So, dear brothers and sisters, just so that we don't confuse our viewers, we're not going to use the Gregorian calendar or the Chinese lunar calendar or the Aztec calendar or any other calendar for that matter. We're going to use the Keeping It Real calendar, which is based upon our episodes. Yeah. If everybody got a calendar, we do too.
Bringing you the most accurate calendar of the century. After the Islamic calendar, of course, may I present the Keeping It Real calendar. Hey, you! You don't know what to do with your life? Come on, man! Open up the Keeping It Real calendar! We will tell you exactly what you need to do to keep up with your life.
Okay, so based upon our Keeping It Real calendar, the first episode was on Afghanistan. Kind of. It's our own calendar. We'll say whatever we want to say, right? So one of the first episodes was the episode of Afghanistan. So Afghanistan, first up, 20 years. The Americans came 20 years ago. Now it's over 20 years ago. They came, they invaded the sovereign and impoverished nation of Afghanistan 20 years ago. And so the Americans had come in to take the Taliban out. And the only people they took out was themselves, right? And so the brother who, whoever's gonna do the editing is you add some cheering. Yeah, they only took themselves out. And of course, the Amerikanskis, they pulled out / ran away from Afghanistan after they spent over $2.3 trillion that they did not have. Beep, boop. And they just kind of ran away, you know. And after they destroyed completely the nation of Afghanistan, right? And they killed a whole bunch of civilians. They destroyed houses and farmlands and I don't know, right? They did all this bad stuff in Afghanistan. 20 years, got up, packed up their bags, and then just shamelessly left in humiliation, and it was quite bad. And of course, they looted and plundered Afghanistan's natural resources. So that was first, Afghanistan. Second up is the land of Yemen. Of course, we had an episode on Yemen. Now, we're talking about these episodes in case you forgot throughout the year. It wouldn't be a bad idea to go up and brush up a little bit and try to figure out, you know, re-watch those episodes. I watch them all the time. It's like this constant loop on my YouTube.
My new year,
yeah, it's like constant loop there, thank you. So next up we have Yemen. So the tide has changed in the land of Yemen, and we find that the Saudi Americans, you guys need to pay attention this time around, the Saudi Americans, and again you must be thinking, oh, Keeping It Real, man, finally made a mistake. It's not Saudi Americans, it's Saudi Arabia. No, we call them Saudi Americans because it was a Saudi-led American sponsored, funded, / gave them a lot of help, led war, right? That made sense to you, right? Yeah. So the Saudi Americans are losing big time in the land of Yemen at the hands of the noble resistance of Yemen, of course, led by the Ansarullah guys and Sayyid Abdul Malik al-Houthi, you know, and these kind of individuals. Who keep on gaining ground, even though they only wear sandals, or in many cases they're just barefoot. You should check out the episode, it was really cool, you know. And so these Yemenis, who aren't even wearing shoes, are beating the living daylights out of the Saudi Americanses. So they're beating the living daylights out of the Saudi Emiraticans. We need to explain, because they're like, you know, this guy's lost his marbles in 2022, the year of the tiger. So he's probably going to show you on the screen, if he has time, that it is Saudi Emiraticans is the Saudi Arabians, the United Arab Emirates, and the Americans. So when we connected them or combined them together, it became Saudi Emiraticans. So actually what we were going to say is that the Yemeni resistance has the Saudi Emiraticans on the run. They are fleeing in terror as they realize that they messed with the wrong people in the resistance. And there's a quote from a very insightful politician who is based in the land of southern Lebanon, who said that the Yemenis will rub the nose of the Saudis in the mud. In your face / nose, you Saudi Emiraticans. Wipe that off your nose. Mud all over. And so, yes, the Saudi Americanates, will definitely lose in the noble land of Yemen. Unfortunately, they don't got what it takes. But on a serious note, dear brothers and sisters across the GLOB, I didn't make a mistake, trust me. Across the GLOB, the land of Yemen is one of the worst humanitarian crises. Well over 20 million people on the brink of starvation. Critical civilian infrastructure, which includes hospitals, schools, pipes which have water, you know, clean drinking water. A lot of this stuff is damaged and destroyed, again, at the hands of the Saudi Americanates and this coalition. This means that this is one of the world's greatest humanitarian crises, and that also means that the people of the world need to step up and do something about this. Third up, who could forget? So, number three on the calendar is the Rukriyeyn conflict. Of course, this was probably the one of the most funnest episodes, if that is grammatically correct, that we had. I believe it is the largest armed conflict in Europe since World War II, where the Europeans are killing the Europeans. And as we had said back in whenever we released the episode, and as it happened, NATO and the United States of America and the UK and all these guys continued to sell billions of dollars of weapons to little old Ukraine. And they are continuing to sell billions of dollars of weapons in the present day to little old Ukraine. And of course, as we had said, the Europeans. Europeans is the Europeans and the Americans combined. The Europeans totally avoided having any boots on the ground because that's what they're good at. And we find that Russia seems to keep gaining ground. And for some reason, Mr. Volodymyr Zelensky continues to wear his green bunyan / t-shirt, even though it's in the middle of winter. Bro, are you not cold? For real, have you seen? He continues to be stubborn and wear that green t-shirt bunyan. Bro, you look better in a suit. And of course, because of this NATO instigated and NATO fueled and NATO sponsored, and NATO keeps on, you know, pushing little old Ukraine to keep fighting. You can do it, Ukraine. You got it. Keep fighting. It's okay. Because of this, the world has witnessed a great natural gas crisis, oil crisis. The cost of living in America and especially in Europe has skyrocketed. I mean, it's totally out of control. Because for some reason, the Europeans trusted the calculations of the Americans. Why would you do that? You know, no comment. But they trusted the calculations of the Americans, and then one day the Europeans kind of woke up out of their slumber of, I trust America, you know? And they realized, oh man, we just ganged up on the guy who provides almost 40% of the natural gas of Europe. This is like stupid, man. Why would you gang up on the guy who provides over 40% of your natural gas? So now we have a gas crisis, right? The countries across Europe and the UK, right? Apparently, they don't have enough gas to go through winter. You should have thought about this before you sanctioned the guy who's selling you the gas. But you trusted the Americans for some reason. And we're keeping it real. Even if it might get us killed. This is what happens when you trust the Amerikanski Rukriyeyn. And next up, which we are almost close to the end of the episode, next up is, of course, Bahrain. And the Desert Raiders have definitely run out of dishdashas. And for some reason, they keep on getting blackmailed by their Zio Anglo-American masters. Yeah, and then because they don't got dishdashas anymore, so they're like, oh, that hurts. And of course, as this is happening, right, the Desert Raider Al-Khalifa regime is continuously being blackmailed, as we just said, by the Zio Anglo-American masters. The freedom movement of the local Bahraini population keeps on increasing, and they keep on fighting for their God-given rights. And of course, one of the greatest God-given rights is to be able to oppose the Zionist regime. That is my God-given right. So, all in all, the Desert Raider Khalifa regime is probably not gonna last too long, you know. Save at least one dishdasha. And the last episode on our Keeping It Real calendar, of course, was us passing around the turkey on Thanksgiving. And we had let our American friends know that the land that you are squatting on, the real owners might come back one day real soon. So, save a dishdasha. Hey, we're just keeping it real wherever you are. So, dear friends, this was the end of our first half of this episode where we are saying hello 2023 and good riddance 2022. Please stay tuned to our next episode in which we will talk about some future foretelling Nostradamus style on Keeping It Real next time, hopefully before 2023 begins. It depends upon our editor. No, you need to make it like small, you know, like 1 second, like, you know, the guy's like, we're talking about a whole year. It's gonna take more than 10 minutes. It's not a 1 minute wisdom. It's not a 1 minute wisdom, man. A 1 minute wisdom. The brother in 1 minute wisdom, he finishes in 1 minute. We're talking about 2022, 365 days Gregorian calendar. It takes a little bit of time, man. Then we got a Nostradamus 2023. 365 days, which we have to foretell Nasser. 8,760 hours. And we gotta wrap it up in 10 minutes? You loco?
Wherever you are.